Welcome to Bottom Line Sports Talk, where we cover sports and more for the culture, by the culture, because we are the culture. Hosted by your favorite twin duo, those Jackson men, Gary and Kerry. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, where you can rate us, review, subscribe, follow, and most importantly, share.
Yo, what's up? What's up? For the culture, by the culture.
Huh? What'd you say?
I said, for the culture, by the culture, because we are the culture.
Say it with some pride in your voice. Say it with your chest. It has been a long week of unproductive material, which is what we strive to do. We strive to be creative, right? So we got to be a little bit more creative. So in lieu of this week's NBA All-Star Day, not weekend day, because everything is taking place on Sunday.
Of course.
My, whatever you want to call co-host, has decided to do a draft that we will conclude the end of this show with. Yep. But without further ado, let's get into these topics that we have so graciously found. You want to start it off?
Yeah, man. I want to get into some of the stuff that's going around, especially with men and women in collegiate sports and in professional sports. We have, from the beginning, Les Miles coming in right now. Today, he's been accused of flirting with students at LSU. He's been accused of having some not so pleasant encounterings with women by bringing one to his condo and saying they should go to a hotel. The other ones, he's telling to get in shape, because if you're not in shape, you're going to get terminated from your job at LSU. And he offered, he offered a girl compensation or something. But either way, it's been a nasty week for men in professional sports. And yeah, men, some of us have to do better. And I'm not saying all, but some of us have to do better. Les Miles, if this is true, allegedly, if this is true, man, you just gotta make some apologies, do your apology thing. Like, you have to do something. But
I kind of gotta stop you right there. Mm-hmm. Kind of sick of the apologizing. Like, people are who they are. What's the saying? Once somebody show you who they are, you gotta believe them.
You gotta believe them, right?
So if that's the case, I don't know if your man can apologize, because it's like when you do go on the defenseman and apologize, it's like, are you apologizing because you truly believe it? Are you apologizing because you got caught?
Apologize because you got caught, more than likely. But that brings about
the fact, though, is it sincere or not?
It probably won't be. But, you know, he said all of this, this never happened, you know. You know how it go, but I don't know, man. It's been a roller coaster week for the men out here, to say the least.
Since you're staying on the men, we have controversy here at the University of Texas, and I ain't talking about the state of Texas with the governor opening back up the state.
Oh,
100% on March 10th. So there has been controversy around the University of Texas song called The Eyes of Texas that has racial undertones. And it's been said that last year, 2020, players of the University of Texas football team actually said they do not want this song played anymore. They want a different song picked. And boosters, being who they are, stated, no, if you get rid of this song, then we must withdraw our donations. So as a school, what do you say as a school? What do you do as a school?
Man.
Please athletes, or do you please the student? I mean, or do you please the boosters?
You gotta please the athletes, man. They the ones out there performing.
I agree.
And they the ones out there breaking, getting injured, putting their blood, sweat, and tears on the line for not only your entertainment but our entertainment. So you have to appease the athletes. And don't get it twisted. There's a lot of African American students that go there too that just don't play sports. They go there just for education.
That was the whole thing. The reason why the students were, you know, raising quote unquote hell and not necessarily doing what they were told to do. It was mostly African Americans.
Of course, as it should be.
But again, an almighty dollar is the only thing that matters. So as a school, I'm looking at y'all. The boosters are going to do what they're going to do. Kids going to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But you as a school have a responsibility to take a stand. Now at the time, we still in a very, very, very divided time.
Right.
If you don't do anything, if you stay silent, you're absolutely telling us who you really are.
Right. So where do they go from here? What I want them to do is just end it, because we already know what that song means and what it stands for. And this nation, not only the South, but all around the country, I ain't gonna say it has come a long way, because we still have a long way to go, but you have to acknowledge everything that has been established so far. And if you don't make a statement right now, like you had said, and I do have to agree with you, it shows us who you are. And with that, if you show us who you are, then guess what's going to stop happening? A lot of those African-American athletes, not only they play football, basketball, all the other sports, they're going to stop going to University of Texas, and they're going to carry their talent somewhere else. And guess what? And guess what's going to happen? Y'all still going to continue to lose. Y'all won't be competitive. So either you change it, or you continue to be at the bottom of the barrel.
Most definitely. Couldn't agree more.
So I mean that's just my stance on it. Another topic we have is from Mickey Callaway. He was accused of some sexual harassment claims, as it's revealed from a few of the women journalists out there. Things around organizations, they called him Dick Pick Mick, which is a crazy name. So I don't know, man. He was with the Mets. I think he has been suspended or fired. But man, the stuff. Now his allegations from journalists that are women and from the employees, they always say he would send inappropriate text messages. He would send inappropriate, whenever they had meetings and everything with the employees of the Mets, he would always do or say something crazy to them out of line. But again, you got to do better. You just have to do better.
Hey man, if they can get rid of old boy with the Houston Astros, what he did, your boy ought to be next right now.
I agree. So That's just my stance on that. You gotta do a whole lot better with what's going on.
Nah, man, you tripping. You tell the people to do better. We need topics. Y'all be you. Be you, we're gonna keep giving you this content. I don't know what this dude talking about to my child.
They do. Hey, and it's definitely got a lot of good content. I do have to give a huge shout out to LeBron James. He came back from what I can't even pronounce his last name, but Zlatan. Zlatan, I believe, is a soccer player, and he made a statement a week ago saying that LeBron needs to stay in his lane and only worry about basketball. He shouldn't have to worry about politics. He don't have to say anything like anything regarding politics or anything else, right? So LeBron came back and said, when it comes to our country and when it comes to the black community, I'm always be part of the black community, and I'm always stand up for the Black community. And for Zlatan, stay in your lane, man. The same thing you said, LeBron, I'm gonna say to you, stay in your lane. What's going on over here don't have nothing to do with you or where you, wherever you are. Now, I could be, you know, I could say people that may listen may say I'm a hypocrite or I'm saying the same thing. But, dude, one, we don't even know who you are. That's first and foremost. So your opinion really don't matter. And two, we gonna have our business the same way. And then on top of that, LeBron did say in a statement on, on TNT, that Zlatan would, I think he has something happen where his last name isn't of Swedish or whatever. So he spoke up about it. So why can't LeBron speak up about what's going on in the African-American community? Why can't athletes talk about politics? Why do people want athletes, especially African-American athletes, to just sit back, shut up, and not say anything that's going on? And mind you, LeBron did have the, I ain't gonna say the word on here, but he had a derogatory phrase on his house when he went to LA. So of course he gonna want to speak up about everything that's going on. Just because you make $1 million a year don't mean that you shut off from the world. And I have to applaud LeBron for standing up for the African-American community. And I just wish he would have went harder at Zlatan.
So I'm with you to a certain extent. My thing is, when it comes to everybody making comments about, you know, what LeBron or other athletes are doing as far as speaking up in this nation about what's going on in our communities, everybody entitled to their opinion. Do we care? No. My whole thing is, he might have addressed LeBron. Did LeBron have to address him? I mean, like you said, we don't know who he is. Does it really matter? You know?
Right.
So I look at it from that lens, and then I look at it from another. So I know we spoke about it on the podcast quite a few times. It's a book that changed our life in grad school called $40 Million Slave.
Thanks.
I'm also reading another book that is called Black Athletes, A Divided America and the Politics of Patriotism by Howard Bryan. And I'm reading that right now. And the book is amazing so far. So I'm close to being done with it. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm about halfway done. I'm about halfway done. But the book basically is talking about the whole construct of athletes, African-Americans per se, in sports, how they've had to speak up, the history of politics, sports, and the whole nine yards, how they've intertwined, how one has overshadowed the other and vice versa. Like the whole book, what I'm reading right now is just talking about all the athletes that have spoken up. And one thing in particular, I know that he said a couple times in his book, is that for about 20 or 30 year plus years, the African-American athlete has been asleep, dead. They have not been woke. Not until recently, when Colin Kaepernick in 2016 woke everybody up with his first sitting, then kneeling with the national anthem and his reasoning behind it, which others still don't understand because they say it's disrespect to the flag, even though people that are in the military who actually serve said it's not disrespect. This is why we wouldn't fought, because you should have free speech. We're fighting for your free speech, freedom of press, you know, freedom, you know, whole nine yards. We're fighting for that First Amendment right. It wasn't until Colin Kaepernick actually sat up there and did that in 2016 that re-woke America. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's something to be said. Like, everybody has an issue with it, but the reason why they have an issue with it is because if sports is the thing that woke up African Americans before anything else, not movies, not entertainment, it was sports. You looked up to sports heroes, specifically baseball at first. And they transitioned to football for a little while, and then they transitioned to basketball, right?
Right.
Majority of athletes are African-American. Basketball is the most dominant sport, followed by football. which that's a whole plantation minefield that we know of. Baseball is still in there. We have a few in hockey. You know, the whole 9 yards. We are very eccentric in tennis, you know, with the Williams sisters, Miss Naomi, with her. We're very eccentric when it comes to it. But the reason why people say, you know, you should stick to sports is because as long as you keep African-Americans with that type of power, the first billion-dollar athlete that's still playing will be LeBron.
Right.
Tiger Woods, I feel like Tiger Woods is first, but that's just me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe it is. But he will be the one that supersedes, you know, even his own dreams and expectations. So, yes, he has to speak up. Not that he has a responsibility, but he wants to speak up. We've all been awakened, I guess you could say. And if you get athletes and everybody has Kevin Durant, I'm just naming basketball player, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Jason Tatum, whoever, Kyrie, even your Kyrie fans, if you get those fans, young and old, listening, waking up, just paying attention a little bit to what they're saying, now you have a whole nother epidemic on your hand. Not a pandemic, but an epidemic on your hand. And that's not what people want around the world. They want to shut up, play, and entertain us, which is in its own right, which is that plantation minefield that we were talking about. So, yeah, dude can have his own opinion. That's fine. But at the end of the day, nobody cares who you are.
Right.
Your name ain't Messi, so we don't even care. You're not breaking no records. You're not the United States women's soccer team. We don't care about you. They just woke up to soccer in America. You know what I'm saying? If you don't go to certain points in America, you don't even know about soccer.
Right.
It's football or basketball.
Right.
Hockey, the further up north you get. Tennis, it's little spots around.
Yeah, little spots.
It's up east. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody cares like that about soccer. They just woke up to soccer. We ain't talking about international soccer. We just talking about national wide.
Right.
Because the women's national team.
Right, that's it.
Yeah, nobody cares about this dude who is probably an unknown. Not to say he may not be making big moves or whatever, but he's an unknown as far as who are you. We have to Google you to find out about you.
Right.
Your name ain't LeBron James. You don't know the weight that he carries. So I'm with you, like, hush, but at the same time, hey, all you doing is bringing more fuel to his fire. The more
they
shut up, you bringing more fuel to the fire.
Yeah, you giving us more stuff to talk about, like you said. So, I mean, hey, at the end of the day, we as the African American community, we not going to stop talking about the injustices that's happening around America and the African American athletes. God willing, they don't stop talking because they do know that they have a voice and their voice can have an impact. So, hey, to everybody out there, keep talking, keep speaking, say whatever you got to say. But on another note, we about to get into the meat of the episode. We're gonna do our own little all-star game. We're gonna see. We're going to draft our own player.
Who the GM team are you over? Are you over Durant or James?
I'm going with Durant.
I wanted to go with James anyway.
All right, good for you. You
got a coin over there?
I tell
Siri to flip right now, but we zoom.
Okay, yeah, I got a coin.
All right, I'm calling heads.
Heads.
Wow.
Tails.
Now you lying, but it's cool. Go ahead. So who the first round? Who your first pick?
My first pick, I'm going to go with Kawhi Leonard.
Nah, but he hurt right now. I was about to go with AD, but he hurt right now.
No, he not.
I thought they said Devin Booker had replaced him, but okay. If he not hurt, then I'm going to go with AD first.
You want to go AD? All right, so I got Kawhi Leonard. All right, so my second pick, I'm going to go with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
All right, so my next pick, I'm going to go ahead and go with Steph.
All right. You got Steph. All right. So I'm going to match that up. I'm going to get Kyrie Irving.
I'm going to go ahead and beat you out again. I want James Harden.
All right. I'm gonna get another guard on my squad. I'm gonna get the NBA's leading scorer right now, Bradley Beal.
That don't mean nothing. My next pick, my boy, I've been raving about him, even though he went to Duke, Jason Tatum. Gotta get him on the squad.
All right. I'm gonna go with a big. I'm gonna go with Joel Embiid.
All right, I had you beat. I'm gonna go with the Joker.
You gonna go with the Joker?
I got AD who can push it out, and I got the Joker who gonna pass it.
All right. No, I see you. Hey man, you give me a run for my money right now. I tell you what, since you want to do that, I'm gonna go with Zion Williamson.
Oh yeah, you can keep that. That's fine. I'm gonna go ahead and get another guard. And let me know if he on here because I saw him on there, but I don't know if he on there. Is Devin Booker? Okay.
Yep. All right, Devin. All right. So you got Devin Booker?
Yep.
All right, and I'm gonna go with Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I kind of saw that. Ooh, I'm gonna go with Jaylen Brown. I was about to pick somebody else. I'm gonna go with Jaylen Brown.
All right, so you got both of the Celtics on there?
Yeah. I got the Lakers because I got LeBron and AD. I got both of the Celtics, Jaylen and Jason. I got the Joker. I got Booker. I got James Harden. Oh man, it's nice.
Man, you know what? I'm gonna go with Julius Randle for my fourth spot as a reserve.
So I'm a.
He been balling too.
I can't believe you ain't say this, dude. Got to go with Luka, man.
God, how I forget about Luka?
You must not looking at the thing. That's what it is.
Man, I am.
Come on.
Wow, how could you do that? All right, I'm gonna go with Damian Lillard.
I knew you was gonna pick him next. All right, so he ain't been taken off the board. I'm stealing all the people you supposed to be saying. I'm going
with
Paul George.
Bro.
Hey, we posting these tomorrow. Oh man, I am killing you right now.
You know where I'm gonna go with the two-time NBA Defense Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert.
Okay. Let's see. I feel like, oh wow, I bet you hadn't said this name because I hadn't heard it. I'm gonna go with a distributor who can't shoot threes. Let me know if you're guessing who I'm saying. I'll go with Ben Simmons.
All right. I'm gonna go with Zach LaVine.
Man, who is left? Hey, look, let me go with the person who I can pronounce. Oh God, this is a steal. This is probably a steal among steals.
Okay.
Going with Chris Paul.
All right. You got that. I'm gonna go with Nikola Vucevic.
I couldn't pronounce his name. That's why I ain't going.
Oh, I bet you didn't.
I couldn't pronounce his name though, for real.
Yeah.
I got. Let me know if this is right.
Domantas Sabonis.
Domantas. Yeah, I ain't good at it. Domantas Sabonis. I knew his last name. That's the sad part about it. I think that concludes everything right there. We're gonna put it to a vote, but I think my squad getting you, dog.
I don't think so, man. I think mine is outscoring yours.
No
defense either.
What you mean with no defense? Nobody plays defense in the All-Star game.
Yeah, you're right. Rudy Gobert might break the record. That's what I'm saying.
Against the Joker or AD.
Well, he won't have his hands full.
Nah.
I gotta stop my squad.
Hey man, I think I drafted better than you, man.
I don't think so.
You forgot about a lot of people. First, okay. Scores: Devin Booker, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, who is underrated. I got PG on my bench. I got Steph Curry.
Bro, you act like my squad ain't about to go.
I ain't say your squad wasn't cold, but you was sitting up here like, oh man, how I forget.
We got the best clothes in the game. We got Damian Lillard.
No.
He the best closer.
No.
When it comes down to it, the ball gonna be in his hand, he's gonna make the shot.
Hey, when it comes down to it, LeBron James is gonna bulldoze his way to the goal. Or when it comes down to it, AD just gonna jump out there and pop a three real quick. Hey, first of all, I'm expecting Devin Booker to shine out here like no other, because he's been snubbed too many years in a row.
Every time I get my hands on the ball, if I was Devin Booker, I'm shooting.
I bet that what they gonna tell him. I hope that is what they gonna tell him. That's what I would tell him.
Well, hey, you know it'd be crazy if he could wind up getting MVP.
I can see. I don't think it's gonna be none of the like NBA Suns favorites.
It's
gonna be somebody else.
Oh yeah.
But we shall see. Remember, folks, this weekend, the game and all other events are taking place on Sunday. Not over the whole weekend, just on Sunday. Also, big shout out to the fourth or fifth African American WWE champion. Depending on whether you classify The Rock as African American or not, or as black, however you want to say, the fourth or fifth African American champion, Bobby Lashley. Shout out!
Mm-hmm.
The storyline has came a very long way. I hope your reign is long and prosperous. Go out there and show them how you do it, black man.
Hey.
But yeah, I think that's about it, man. Got anything else for the folks?
Hey, man, y'all stay tuned. We got some big stuff coming up. We're going to have some apparel coming up real quick for y'all right now. So, hey, keep the lookout. Hey, keep supporting us. And again, we thank you from Bottom Line Sports Talk.
We thank you from Bottom Line Sports Talk, where we do it for the culture, by the culture.
By the culture, because we are the culture.
And that's a wrap, folks.
You dig?
Thank you for listening to Bottom Line Sports Talk. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and don't forget to share. We'll see you next time.